I believe that we got through working that time. Too. A little later on, we went back out and worked them again. You check on them all along just to be doing it, see where they're laying and everything. So this was kind of cold weather, I guess, and Joe was up in front of the boat checking on a box or holding a tree. And he got to walking, the boat walked out from under him, and he went down the water. So I told him to hold on to the tree, I'd come back and get him, don't drown. So I finally got him back in the boat. The water was a little over his head. I told him to be calm, hold the tree. And so he got back in the boat, he got a good laugh. He didn't get no laugh out of that. I laughed at him. And so a few days later, we were working him again. I stepped in the mud and fell down. He got a laugh out of me that day. Our boxes are still up. We still got ducks coming to them. And, yeah, show them to you sometime.
Yeah, I've seen him when I was out there when he was telling me about the story with the snakes.
Yeah, we let them take care of themselves now. We don't bother with them no more. They can just like, fight the snakes and the wash themselves. But we have some every year right on. The boxes are still good.
Good.
And I guess that box is getting on, look, 7, 8 years old now. Mm-hmm. But,
okay. Out back there, you have a excuse me, little thing you keep your tools in.
We have a storage house.
What do you keep in there?
Oh, most everything. Everything you get in the house.
Like what?
But it's mostly for tools and saws and hammers and hand tools. Long for outside, you know, keep it in there. Keep extra antifreeze and then nails and paints and small supplies.
What would you call a place like that that you would keep stove wood in or something like that?
Well, you have wood boxes and you wouldn't expect to store it in the house. You just have a rack of wood. That's what we got in the yard or so. It'll just be a rack of wood. Then that'd be a wood box side of our place. What you call it, wood box. It's not really a box, it's storage.
Even though it's made out of bricks and stone.
Yeah, it's called a wood box.
What do you call these things standing up? I know we have a name for them at home. What do you call these brown things here? Sitting in there.
Oh, they're cat tails.
Uh-huh.
Cat tails.
They grow a lot around here?
Huh?
They grow by themselves around here?
Oh yeah, I got them down there. Right down the street there. They grew in wet soil. Mm-hmm. I don't know
the
name for them, except cat
tail. You see kids around town, they take them, they dry them out and light them?
Yeah, they make a good light. You put a bottle of kerosene and make a regular flambeau out of them.
Uh-huh.
Now they heard them call them a cat tail.
You ever hear them called pumps?
Huh?
Ever hear them called punks?
Nah.
No?
It's always cattails. Uh-huh.
What on the top of the house? What you got up there?
That'd be the roof.
Uh-huh. What do you have up there?
It's a roof.
Uh-huh. But I mean, is it put a...
Oh, shingles. Uh-huh. Yeah, that'd be shingles up there.
What are they made of?
That'd be the asbestos. Asbestos and gravel.
What about the older houses around here that y'all use the asbestos?
Well, they've used that an awful long time, asbestos and just regular. Some of the older houses, they cut a board shingle up here to, I guess I'm going to cut him in 30 years. They used a cypress board to cut a shingle, and some of them cut them out of pine.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't see hardly any of them around anymore. They use asphalt shingle. That's asphalt shingle instead of asbestos. But asphalt and gravel. Mm-hmm. They use that, and then they use some tin.